Hello guys and welcome back to the second season of The Mysteries of Life. Till date, we have had discussions on the many fundamental topics pertaining to true spirituality. Throughout our time here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, we have seen that there is one singular aspect that forms an integral part of man's spiritual journey. That is introspection. Introspection in every way is a necessary aspect in the journey of any seeker. It forms the crux of true spirituality. Introspection in itself is quite a hard task to achieve. It is hard because it forces us to question all the different illusions that are scattered around on the mosaic of life. However, introspection, if done correctly, can be the most effective way that leads us towards realization. Introspection in itself is quite a journey. Many times we as humans are simply unwilling to question our own desires and our own motives dispassionately. Many times it so happens that in our hearts we know that we are walking on the path that would ultimately lead to our destruction, and yet we do not have the determination or the courage to self-introspect and wean our mind away from that path. We, as humans, are always content to live in denial. Often we find it annoying when a person approaches us with insistent questions. Many times it so happens that we tend to avoid such people, for we find it hard to seek the answers to many of their questions. Often we think that maybe the answers that we find would indeed shatter the illusions that we so earnestly build around our own selves. However, all illusions are ultimately short-lived. We cannot sustain the storm of life armed with the hollow illusions. It is always desirable that in the battle of life, we are armed with the truth and nothing but the truth. Introspection in every way helps us to realize that truth. It helps us wean our heart away from the illusions of life. Introspection in itself cleanses our heart of the many illusions and fallacies that we harbor about ourselves and those around us. However, it is indeed hard to achieve that level of clarity and insight into the illusory human existence. It requires ceaseless introspection on part of the seeker. We need to introspect intently to get to the root of every single action that we execute in our daily lives. Such introspection in the end leads us to realize that there are indeed so many actions that we commit wherein we accomplish no great purpose, wherein we gain nothing. These fruitless acts of vanity are nothing but attempts at satiating our ego's craving for self-indulgence. Over time, we realize that our entire lives are spent in such fruitless acts that in the end, yield us naught but grief. Introspection is but the precursor to a larger and more expansive process of realization. Relentless and dispassionate self-introspection ensures that the seeker always remains centered on the path that has been ordained to him by his master. However, it is always imperative to ensure that our introspection remains both dispassionate and impersonal. Passion and personal desires often cloud our better judgment. And in such cases, where our introspection is driven by passion that arises from self-centered desires, in the end we are bound to get all the wrong answers to all the right questions that we ask of our heart. In such cases, it is always better to place our trust in God and ask of Him to cleanse our heart and renew our spirits, so that in the end, we may yet be empowered by better judgment. It is always prudent to ask of the Lord's grace, for through Him and only through Him can we pacify the raging passion of our unrequited souls. Only through Him can we find lasting peace and completeness. That is where our introspection ends.